This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. We're continuing Daf HaShavua. Tonight's learning is dedicated as a Zechus for Shlema for Reb Allen's mother, Sasya Freidel Basya. She shav Rufu Shalema Bekarov Besach Sharchal Yisrael. Okay, tonight we're learning Daf Tzadi Dalet Amud Beis. We're going to start from the Mishnah. Yesterday we began the Mishnah, and let's start again. Mi shahocha ishtay lemdina siyam. Somebody's wife went overseas. Bo v'amrula, two edim came and said to her, Meisa ishtacha, your wife died. V'nasa esachoysa. And he said, okay, my wife died, I'm going to marry her sister. Because you're allowed to marry your wife's sister after her demise. V'achar kach ba ishta, and then his wife came back with a whole bag full of souvenirs. She said, I had a really great time. So the halach is muteras lachzerloi. She's allowed to go back to him. Because he was never married to her sister, because her sister turned out to be an erva. Umoter b'kroiva shnia, he is permitted to marry the relatives of the second woman because he was never married to the second woman. Ushnia mutaras b'kroivav, the second woman is mutter to marry his relatives because she was never married to him. Ve'im mesa rishayna, if the first woman died, mutter b'shnia, he can marry the second woman. He is not, the second woman is not considered someone who had relations with him as a married woman. Normally, if somebody has relations with a married woman, she becomes usher to him. But he just had forbidden relations with her. But if his first wife dies, he can marry the second woman. Next case. Amrulai, they said to him, Mesa Ishta, your wife died, Vinasa Sachaisa. So he married her sister. Then they said to him, look, she was alive when you married her. Your wife was alive when you married your wife's sister. But now she's dead. So the halacha is Havlad Rishon Mamzer. The first child that he produced when he was still married to his wife. The first child he produced with his wife's sister is a Mamzer. Because at that time he produced that child married to this woman's sister. Va'achroin, and the latter child, the child that he produced after his wife died, ain mamzer, is not a mamzer. Now, Rabbi Yossi comes up with a whopper of a case. With the help of the Almighty, we will try to understand it. And that is, not only did his wife leave, but his wife's sister, who he's about to marry, her husband also went on a trip. So they both opened up one of these Jewish magazines, which was their first mistake, and they saw an advertisement for some trip to some crazy place. Why somebody would go on a trip, I don't know. And his wife goes on the trip, and his wife's sister's husband goes on the trip. So he gets word that his wife died, so he decides he's going to marry his wife's sister. Now, turns out, the only reason he can marry his wife's sister is not only because his wife died, but also because his wife's sister's husband died. And then, a few weeks later, not only does his wife return, so it turned out he lived with his wife's sister, Be'isser, but his wife's sister's husband returns. So not only did he live with his wife's sister, Be'isser, he lived with his wife's sister when his wife's sister was a married woman. Now, by living with her when she was a married woman, he now asers this wife's sister to her husband, because that means she had an extramarital affair. She was married to her sister. She was married to her husband, and she lived with this guy. So Rabbi Yossi has a very interesting shita, that yes, he's allowed to go back to his wife so long as he did not aser the sister to her husband. But if he asered his wife's sister to her husband, he is now aser to his wife. Says Rabbi Yossi, Omer, kol shepoisa al-de-acherem, poisa al-de-atze. Anyone who creates an isser to others is asr himself. V'chol she'ein poisal adei acherim, anyone who doesn't create an isser to others, ein poisal adei atzmai, does not asr himself. Says the Holy Gemara that in case number one, where his wife left and they said that she died and he married her sister and then the wife comes back, that you could take her back. The Tanakama would hold he could take her back even though not only did his wife go on the trip, but his brother-in-law, his wife's sister's husband also went on the trip. And even though he's assuring his brother-in-law to his wife, he remains permitted to his original wife. Meaning because Rabbi Yossi, in the end of the Mishnah, disputes that and says that in this case, since he created an isser to his brother-in-law, he's assur to his wife, that we could be medayik, that Tanakama must hold that not so. Says the Gemara, V'yafa gav da azal ishtoi v'gisa l'mdina salim, even though his wife and his brother-in-law went overseas, da asi da hani hani nesuim, the kamitzra eishas gisai agisai, that the marriage helped, that it assured the wife of his brother-in-law to his brother-in-law. Nevertheless, afilohachi eishas gisai asira, even though the wife of his brother-in-law is asir to his brother-in-law ishtai sharia, his wife is mutter. V'lo yamrina, we don't say mitoich shenesra eishas gisai agisai. We don't say that because the wife of his brother-in-law is also his brother-in-law, tiyasu ishtay alav. Meaning the Tanakama holds, despite the fact that you ruined someone else's life, your life has not been ruined. Okay, so you messed up your brother-in-law, and you made it by marrying his wife, who was actually married to your brother-in-law the whole time. So now they can no longer get back together because she lived with you when she was a married woman. But that doesn't stop you from taking your wife back because your wife is not a soita. Your sister-in-law is a soita, so she's asr to the Baal, but your wife is not. Fine. That's the hard part of this page. If you got that, then it could be the rest will be get a... What? Mesa Rishina. Im Mesa Rishina, why if his own wife dies, can he then go back and live with the second woman? You mean because he's a boyal to the second woman? So Tosis asks that kasha on the second Tosis. In the middle of Tosis says, "V'hadik tani masnisin emesri shayna mutar b'shnia, hahi lav ba'azal ishtay vigi sayari." That case, that halacha, is taka not going on the scenario where your brother-in-law also died. So Rav Asi is asking, according to this diuk in the reisha of the Mishnah, then why that it's permitted to take your wife back even if your brother-in-law also turned out to be alive, then why, if your wife died, could you marry Shnia, but you were the boyal of the Shnia? So Tosfos says, Yutaka cannot take her in such a scenario. Okay, says the Gemara, Masnisin deloy Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah does not go like Rabbi Akiva. Why? Di'i Rabbi Akiva, because if it's Rabbi Akiva, Havilai achos grushasai. Now, the Gemara is assuming that after you leave the second woman, you go back to your wife, you give a get to her sister. The thing then is that by living with your original life, you're living with achos grushasai, and that is a problem. It's a problem to live with achas grushasai. Says Gemara, "Lema masnis loy Rabbi Akiva." The Rabbi Akiva, Havilei Achos Gushasai. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, Kal Arayos Sheba Toira. All Arayos in the Toira. Ein Srichai Simenu Get. Do not require get. Anytime you marry an erva, you don't need a get. Chutzme Ishas Ish. Shenissas al pi bezdin. Except for a married woman that got married through an Eid Echad. And the reason for that is, it's a gezera that people are going to say that if you married an Eishas Ish al pi bezdin, in other words, a woman who got married because bezdin said your husband died, so, and it turns out the husband is alive, so you're going to need a get from that new husband, because people are going to say that you just terminated the marriage for no reason. So when you get married, al pi eid echad, or al pi bezdin, then you need a get. That's the only exception that you need a get. The Tanya kol arayos shebetoira ein tzricha simenu get. All arayos that you do not need a get. Chutz mei eishes ish. Except for a married woman that got married based on bezin. Rabbi Akiva Moisev, Rabbi Akiva adds, af eshes ach, so too the wife of your brother. If let's say you married your brother's wife, what's the case? You heard your brother died, you're miyavim your brother's wife, and then your brother walks in, you need a get from, you have to give her a get. Or achos isha, where what would the case be of achos isha that you need a get? Let's say you married your brother's wife and it turned out your wife was alive. So the halal Rabbi Kiva is moisef in these two cases that you need a get. Says Gemara, V'kivan the Amar V'kiva boy get. If Rabbi Kiva holds that you need a get in such a scenario, from because Bezdin allowed this guy to marry the second woman, in the case of Achos Ishto, right? Rabbi Kiva was Moisef, Achos Isha, Rabbi Akiva was Moisef, that if you marry your sister's wife, you need a get. So if Rabbi Akiva holds, you need a get. So Mamela, so your wife is usher to you, Dehavilei Achos Grushasai. So that's the Kasha. The Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva, because according to Rabbi Akiva, you had to give a get to your sister's wife. You had to give a get to your wife's sister. And if you have to give a get to your wife's sister, it comes out you can't marry your wife because your wife is achos grushasai. And you never want to marry achos grushasai. That's an erva. Says the Gemara, Filav Idmar Allah, did we not learn on this? Amar of Gidol, Amar of Chia Bar Yosef, Amar Rav, Hay Eishes Ach Hechidami. What's the case of Eishes Ach that you have to give your brother's wife a get? You know what the case is? Kegoin Shekidesh Achiv Esa Isha, where your brother did Kiddushin to the woman, Vahalach Lamedina Sayam, and she went overseas, and he went overseas, Vishama Shemes Achiv, and you heard your brother died, Vahamad Venasa Esa, and you married the wife. The Amri Inchi, you know what people are going to say? That people are going to say, "Hach kama tanoa havalei b'kedushin." The reason you married your brother's wife, people are going to say, it's not because you heard he died. It's because he made a t'nai in the kedushin, and the t'nai was not fulfilled, and you married v'hai shaper nasiv. And now, when your brother comes back, people are going to say, "Hey, how did this woman just leave you without a get? So you have to give her a get." And your wife's sister as well. Hechidami. Kegoin Chikida says Esisha. You did Kiddushin to a woman. Vahochom Dinasayam. She went overseas. Vishama Shamesa. And you heard she died. Amad Vinasa Sachas. You did Nasuin to her sister. People are going to say the reason you did Nasuin to her sister is not because you heard that the first woman died, but rather because you must have married the first woman al Tanai, and the Tanai was not fulfilled. The Amri and she, people are going to say, Hach kamaisa Tanai havilei b'kedusha. This first one, there was a Tanai in her Kedushin. Vaha shaper nasav. And people are going to say, this first one, you had a Tanai in the Kedushin, and therefore, it wasn't fulfilled. And you married the second sister properly. And now when the second sister, and then when the first woman comes back in, if you let go of the second sister, people are going to say, oh, she left without a get. But you were married to her. In other words, this is what people are going to say. In the case of Achos Isha, you married a woman, and then she went overseas. And then you marry, and you heard she died, and you married the sister. People are going to say that the reason you married the sister is not because the first woman died, but because you married the first woman al Tanai, and the Tanai was not fulfilled, so you never married her, and that's why you married the second sister. So when the first woman walks in, if you just let the new wife go without a get, people are going to say that a married woman left without a get. They're not going to know that you're relinquishing her because you were married to the first sister. So Rabbi Kiva only said you need to give a get in these kind of cases. However, in the Mishnah, when you went ahead and you married the second sister here, Ella Nesuin, but in the case of Nesuin, like in the Mishnah, where the first woman was Nesuin to you, nobody's going to say that when that woman goes overseas and you married the second woman, it's because the first woman's condition was a Tanai. Because you can't make a Tanai in Nesuin. Because if you make a Tanai in Nesuin, all the subsequent Bios will be a Biasnus, so it's not going to help to make a stipulation. Because a stipulation in Nesuin, even if unfulfilled, will not uproot the marriage, because since you had relations with her after, make it that the relationship has been formalized. El nesuin miikilamera tanahu, but by nesuin, can you say there's a tanai? Have a leib nesuin? So therefore, the Mishnah could be Rabbi Akiva, because the Mishnah is talking about where you did nesuin to the woman, and then the woman went overseas. So to that woman, when she comes back, So in such a scenario, when you married her sister, you do not have to get a get from the second woman. You only have to get a get from the second woman where the first woman involved you did Kiddushin to. Because in such a case, there's a thought that a person will say you married her al Tanai, and the Tanai was off, and the second woman was fully married to you, so therefore you need to get a get from the second woman. But when the first woman did Nesuin, there's no chshash of Tanai, and you don't need a get from the second woman. So now the Gemara says there's another reason why the Mishnah can't be Rabbi Akiva. Says the Gemara, Marle Rav Ashi l'Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi says to Rav Kahana, E Rabbi Akiva, if the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, then why does the Mishnah only say where after your wife died, you married her sister? Why didn't it say after your wife died, you married your mother-in-law? Even though we're used to thinking that even after a person's wife dies, their mother-in-law remains aser to them. The shita of Rabbi Akiva is after their wife dies, there is no iser sreifa to your mother-in-law. Now the Gemara assumes that means if there's no iser sreifa, then it's not aser. Ultimately, the Gemara is going to say just because there's no iser sreifa, just because there's no burning, it doesn't mean that it's permitted to live with your mother-in-law. But right now the Gemara feels that if there's no death penalty of burning to live with your mother-in-law after your wife dies, then it must be permitted. Says the Gemara, um, Rabbi Akiva, if the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, less nu nami chamoisai. Why don't you also teach a case of a mother-in-law? Doshamina le Rabbi Akiva. We know we could infer that Rabbi Akiva holds Amar chamoisai la acharmisa la visreifa, that a mother-in-law after your wife dies is not punishable by burning. The Tanya we learned in a brisa, bo'esh yisroifu, in a fire they will be burnt. It's talking about if you live with your wife's mother, oisai. Him vs. hen and them. So who's the them? Oisoi vs. achas mehen. Him and one of them. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. So in other words, like this. You lived with a woman. Then you lived with the woman's mother. So the halacha is, the woman you lived with first, she's fine. So who, with whom are you, with whom did you do the iser? With the mother. So it means like this. And her. Literally, v'yas hen means them. But oisai, him, v'yas achas mehen. And one of them. Meaning the mother-in-law. Hain in Greek means one, like in Mesil Sisharim. Hain belashin yavane achas, hain. Hain yiras Hashem hi chachma. Hi chachma vihi levada chachma. V'chola zula ze eno ele hevel v'shav nisa, the Mesil Sisharim says. So, there, according to Rabbi Shmuel, if you live with a woman, then you live with the mother, only you and the mother are liable to the death penalty. Rabbi Kiva Omar, oisai v'yas shtehen. Him and both of them. What does that mean? It means if you live with a woman, and then you live with that woman's mother, and then you live with her mother, so the mother and the grandmother and him are all chayiv. Shtehen means him, the mother, and the grandmother. Him, the mother, and the grandmother. And what does Rabbi Shmuel hold? Rabbi Shmuel holds, we learn out the grandmother from a different pasuk. Basically, they don't argue. They're not arguing about anything. It's just that how do you read the pasuk? Which means the Gemara says, Bishlam al Abaye. That the only difference between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Kiva is how to darshan the pasuk, how to read the pasuk. They're not arguing in halacha. They're just arguing, is the pasuk only talking about the mother-in-law, or is the pasuk talking about the mother-in-law and her mother? The Rabbi Shimon Sabra Chadaksiv. Rabbi Shimon says it says one of them. Rabbi Kiva Sabra Tartiksiv. But nobody says the pasuk is coming to say that it is permitted to marry the mother-in-law after your wife dies. So then we understand why the Mishnah did not pick a case where after your wife died, you went ahead and married the mother-in-law. So Shaper, Elo l'Rava, d'Amar chamoisai l'achar misa ikabeinayu. But according to Rava, who says the difference between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva is in mother-in-law after misa. Namely, according to Rava, the mother-in-law after Misas Ishtoi is a nafkamina. That according to Rabbi Yishmael, mother-in-law after Misa gets Srefa. Oisai him vias achas mehen. And one of them, meaning even if they're both not alive, even if only one of them is alive, Rabbi Yishmael says, oisai vias hen, even one of them. Even if your wife died, the mother-in-law will get Srefa. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, oisai vias hen, you only give the mother-in-law Srefa if they're both around. So according to Rava, that according to Rabbi Akiva, if the wife dies, the mother-in-law is not Srefa. So listen, Nami Chamoisai, why doesn't the Mishnah say that if Edom say that your wife died, and you went ahead and you married the mother-in-law. Why does it, the Mishnah only talk about a case where you went ahead and married the sister? Why not where you went ahead and married the mother-in-law? Says the Gemara, Marle. This was Amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rav Chibar Yosef, Amar Rav. I'm sorry. This was... Rav Ashi said to Rav Kahana, it can't be Rabbi Akiva. So Rav Kahana said, Nehi demia tekra misreifa. Granted, the pasuk excludes a mother from Sreifa, may Isura mi miyata, did it exclude it from Isser? Mi miyata kra? Okay, so that's the Gemara's conclusion, that even though if the woman dies, the mother-in-law is not Sreifa, but she's still Aser. Frak the Gemara, v'te Aser b'shchiva da'achoysa, why don't we Aser, because you lived with her sister? Why? Isn't it like a woman whose husband went overseas? Where? If she lives with someone else, she becomes usher to the husband because she lived with another man, even though she's a shoygeg. So we know that when a woman lives with another man when her husband's alive, she becomes usher to her husband. So then why, when the woman goes overseas and the man lives with the sister, does this woman not become usher to her husband? So Gemara, I don't really get this question. Why should she become usher to the husband? If a woman goes overseas, if a woman's husband goes overseas, and she has relations with someone, so she's a saita, she's a married woman. But just because her husband lived with her sister, why would that aser her? I mean, basically the Gemara gives this answer. The Gemara says, "Lo idami ishtai debemezid asura," a woman who has relations intentionally. So b'shoigeg al pi bezdin, the rabbis made a gzera. Achos isha, but your wife's sister, debemezid lo yisira, even b'mezid, if you live with your wife's sister, your wife is not aser to you. So therefore, midrabanan, we don't make a gzera b'shoigeg. B'shoigeg lo gazu b'rabanan. Okay, Rabbi Sai, thank you everyone for joining us. Have a beautiful night. Bracha v'hatzlacha, v'chol tov zela, shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.